So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ein kois fin shtari chayiv v'moyed. It's forbidden to write loan documents on chol moyed. However, v'm einei ma'aminoi, o she'ein le ma'yoichal harei ze yichtoiv. If the lender does not trust the borrower without it, or if the cipher does not have what to eat, it's permitted. The Mishnah continues. Ein kois fin svarim tfilin mezuzis b'moyed. It's forbidden to write Sefer Torah or Tefillin and Mezuzos on Chol Moed. Ve'en magiyin ois achas afilu b'Sefer Ezra. It's forbidden to fix them even if it's in the Sefer Torah from which we copy other Sefer Torah. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koisiv adam Tefillin and Mezuzos la'atzmoi. It's permitted to write Tefillin and Mezuzos for himself, but not to sell. The Gemara cites a braisa with several opinions on these halachas. Ula'acherim b'toivra, divi Rabbi Meir. It's also permitted to write these items for others as a favor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'arem u'moichras shaloi v'choizev v'choizev la'atzmai. It's permitted to sell by continuously selling one's private item and then creating another one for oneself. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Koisev u'moichra kedarka k'dei parnas osai. It's permitted to sell in the usual way to make a living, and the Gemara rules like this opinion. The Mishnah concludes, V'tova al yirechoi tcheles l'tzitzisoi. It's permitted to spin wool to use as tcheles for one's tzitzis, but he must do it with a shinui, differently than usual. The Gemara cites several opinions whether it's also permitted to spin the wool ba'evan using a stone to add weight to the string, or bepelech with a spindle. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'koiver es meisoi shloisha yomim koidim l'regel, batlei menu gzeres shiva. When someone completes 3 days of mourning before Yom Tov cancels the shiva and he does not need to complete the rest of the 7 days of mourning after Yom Tov. Similarly, shemoina batlei menu gzeres shloishim. If he completed the full week of Shiva and began the 8th day before Yom Tov, that's the beginning of the Shloshim, and the Yom Tov now cancels the Shloshim. He does not need to complete the 30-day period of mourning after Yom Tov, because the rule is as follows. Shabbos oyle v'einim afsekes, regol mafsikin v'einim oylen. Shabbos counts as day of mourning and does not interrupt it. While Yom Tov interrupts it, and even when it does not, such as when the person died within 3 days of Yom Tov, it doesn't count as a day of mourning. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdosh Atzeres Keshabbos. When there are no Korbanis, and so the Yom Tov of Shavuos is limited to 1 day, then Shavuos is like Shabbos, and it counts as a day of mourning and does not interrupt it. This also applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kirugalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered Yom Tovim for this halacha, and this applies to Shavuos as well. However, Vachachamim Omerim, Loike Divrei Zeh, Veloike Divrei Zeh, Ela Atzeres Kirugalim, Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim Kishabbos. The Chacham differentiate between the two. Shavuos is like a regular Yom Tov, while Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. The Gemara cites a machlokes where the loy gilech erev haregel also the galeach achar haregel. If one did not cut his ear before Yom Tov, whether it's permitted after Yom Tov. The Gemara explains and cites the opinion of Abu Shaul. Miktus hayoyim kikuloi v'yem shvi oyloi lakan ulakan. A partial day is considered as a full day. Therefore, if the 7th day of mourning falls on Erev Yom Tov, the day counts both as the last day of Shiva and the beginning of the Shloshim, and Yom Tov then cancels the Shloshim. Therefore, he may cut his hair after Yom Tov. However, the Chacham hold, Lo Yarminan Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulay. A partial day is not considered as a full day. Therefore, the Shloshim did not begin before Yom Tov, and Yom Tov does not cancel the Shloshim. Therefore, he may not cut his hair after Yom Tov. The Gemara adds that the Chachamim agree that we do say Mikzah Sayyam Kekula in the following two circumstances. 1. Kishachol Shmini Shaloi Liyos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel Shemuta L'Galeach B'Erev Shabbos. When the 8th day falls on Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, one may cut his hair on Erev Shabbos, the 7th day, even though only part of the 7th day has gone by. 2. B'Yom Shloshim. Part of the 30th day suffices, and one may cut his hair that same day. The Gemara rules Hakol Meidin Kshachol Shlishi Shaloi Liyos Erev Haregel Sha'asav Rechitza Ad HaErev. All agree when the 3rd day falls on Erev Yom Tov, it's forbidden to bathe before Yom Tov because, as Rashi explains, the Vaday Shalei Shleimin Beinon Ad HaErev. We certainly require 3 full days of mourning.